K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
We've got to go inside the St Mary's camp. We're lucky enough to be joined by their president, Sally Flynn KC, and she is sitting alongside our very own Jane Birch, thanks to Inspirations Paint Gravedale. Birchie?
Well, Sally, we've caught up a few times during the season, and early on, St Mary's were flying, and probably a little bit of a surprise packet in terms of your personnel changes in the off-season. But we find ourselves last round of the year with a must-win game to get yourselves into finals. How are you feeling? And did you think you'd be sitting in this position today?
Oh, look, you never know with footy. It's just one of those things, isn't it? It's a funny game. But look, our destiny's in our own hands today, Birchie, and that's a good thing. We don't have to worry about what any other teams are doing today. We just have to get the win here, and we could be having a double chance next week.
We just had a little bit of a chat to Lisa Patterson, who obviously has the top job at AFL Barwon, but taking on a big responsibility like you have to be the president of a GFL club, it's a huge responsibility. You've had plenty of twists and turns this year, off field, on field. Can you sum up what the experience has been like for you? We're in round 18 now. It's coming to a climax of the season. How's it been for you in your first year as president of St Mary's?
Busy would be my one word answer to that. There's always something going on. I was just having a chat to Aaron Keating, and the home games are a big day. There's always what's going on, and with that many netball teams, junior teams, senior footy, it's a busy time, but I love the club and I love being there, so in a way it's that makes it easier.
Thanks for joining us, Sal. What have you learned this year that maybe you didn't know?
I think I was a bit naive about a lot of the stuff that actually does go on behind the scenes, like the stuff that little Jock has done for, so many years, and others.
His holiness.
Holiness,
that's right.
The Pope. But I think I was a little bit naive as to what the job involved. I'm lucky to have a lot of good people around me at St Mary's, and that's helped me along the way for sure.
What's pressing for your club at the moment? Firstly, I want to congratulate you on your chainsaw skills, and a tree that had been just such a pain in the backside for the club for, I suppose, probably all of its existence at Anthony Costa Oval is finally gone.
Yeah, well, it was all above board, Kingy. There was nothing dodgy that went on there.
No, it was done in daylight. It wasn't a covert operation.
It's done by the council. But I tell you what, we hosted the under-18 girls grand final last night. Big crowd. I stood out in that balcony and actually looked out on the oval, and you could see every part of it. The lights were on, and the lights were actually where that shadow on the wing was gone, and it was magnificent.
So will we see more night footy at Anthony Costa Oval involving the GFNL senior football team next year?
Yeah, I think twilight games and night games early on in the year, when the weather's a bit nicer, are magnificent games. And I think we'll look to that next year if the fixture allows it.
And you are in a bit of a different situation to a lot of clubs, because you've got to wait for the AFL fixture probably also a little bit around what happens with the Cats and when you are allowed to use your own ground and bits and pieces like that. But we were just talking to Lisa about Sunday games. I can remember years ago when it was always a Sunday game. Well, not always, but a lot of times St Mary's played on a Sunday, and it was a roaring crowd and everybody would come, and it was just like, it was unbelievable right where it was. Is that something you're trying to, the ground's in a perfect spot for that sort of stuff, to be able to grow other people coming to the club to watch footy?
Yeah, look, it's always a balancing act. You've got to also be careful of the players who have got, work commitment. We're not full-time professional players who can play any day of the week. So you've got to be mindful of those sort of things. But, if we can have a couple of Sunday games or a twilight or a night game, then that's something that, we're keen to explore.
The ladies had a 25-year celebration of the netball last week or a couple of weeks ago. So in terms of how that's running, how does that run? It's a Kidinia, across the road, so it's in a great spot as well. How's that going as part of the club?
Yeah, so 25 years of netball celebration was great. We've never really had a past players netball function before, and, we really want to build on that. The boys do it really well. Yappa McMahon organises past players every day. Every year it's always a massive day. So that's something that we'd really like to build on. Our senior netballs are doing really well. I think we're in finals for every senior netball this year, which is the first time in a long time for us. So, it's on the right track, certainly.
One more. Personally, how as a KC do you have enough time to be president of a sporting club? What was the conversation with your lovely husband around, I think I'm going to also become the president of this football club? How does that work? Home and in work?
He's just used to the fact that I'm busy and we work that out. That's okay. We're all right. There's no divorce lawyers needed at this stage.
No, but in terms of your own personal, I don't suspect it's easy being a KC. You've had to do a lot of work to become a KC. In terms of time, timing, and how does that work for you?
Yeah, so I'm Melbourne most days of the week.
Right. That's
but
amazing.
You know, I was in court on Thursday, I think, when King called me. That's just, you know, that's how we roll.
Well, I hope you took his call. Excuse me.
Your Honour. I need to answer the call.
No, I think I opened with, I need a lawyer.
Hang on.
Do you know a good one?
That's right.
Inspirations Paint Grovedale, speaking with Sally Flynn, president of the St Mary's Sporting Club. Mm. We've had this conversation during the week, to refer to it as that. Matthew Dowling.
Just Matt Dowling, King.
Oh, whack! There you go.
Sal, you just said that you got all netball grades in the finals. Obviously, a big game here to take care of today as well. What else is happening in terms of the finals looming? Juniors, reserves, under-18s, all those sorts of things?
Yeah, so my son's in the under-14 prelim tomorrow, so in terms of the boys. And in juniors, we've got our under-14 girls in the grand final tomorrow. So, in terms of juniors, it'd be nice to have seen a few more of our teams in finals, but you know, you can't always have that. So but yeah, good luck to those two tomorrow. Hopefully we'll get the wins on the board then. Yeah,
very good. And today's game, obviously it's as simple as you win and that just takes care of it for you guys. How are the preparations and the confidence levels of the boys heading into this afternoon's game?
Yeah, look, I think the boys are quite calm, and it's another game. They think they believe they can do it. And I think the club really believes that we can put our best foot forward today and win. You know, it's a funny game. To come down to the last game and we can either be out or we can be third is, you know, pretty amazing. But I think we can get the job done today. And if the boys just go out and play their role and do what they need to do.
Sal, we appreciate you dropping by. We'll probably see you through finals. Fingers crossed for this afternoon, a massive game of footy. Obviously, as a parent, but also as a president, it's a different watch, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. And you'll see me sort of go up the end that Ollie's playing at each quarter.
Oh, you're one of those parents?
Yeah, one of those parents.
Are you really? It's nice to see. He actually gave you a hug before, which I thought was nice. He's still giving you a hug. That's a nice thing.
They were my last instructions to him before the game. I was giving him the instructions.
When you go up his end, are you barking instructions when he's coming back? Or
I love
feedback.
It. That's great. He's a gift, always.
And I believe other members of the family watching from afar through AFL Bar on TV today.
Yeah, so Mum and Dad are in Canada. Dad was looking forward to the your broadcast today, King. So, shout out to Mum and Dad.
Very good. I wonder if your brother will be... I don't think your brother's got any interest in footy after, of course, your brother Chris Moore, who coaches Inverleigh. I think he's jack of footy. He's ready for the off-season.
He'll be in spring carnival mode, I would have thought.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, that is true. Sal, thanks for joining us. Good luck this afternoon, and really appreciate your support of us through the years. It's been great to have you on a couple of times, having a chat about all things footy in your club, and we really appreciate it.
Have a great call today. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Sal. Inspirations Paint Grovedale. What's your next project? 138 Torquay Road in Grovedale.
K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.